One of the challenges the new governors will face is providing financial assistance for poor families in their states. Commentator Joe Davidson says they could use a little more help from the U.S. Congress.
Now that Congress has given its permission for the White House to pursue a dubious foreign war, perhaps Washington will turn its attention to a neglected one at home. We used to call it the War on Poverty. Though the country certainly is in no mood to launch the kind of all-out attack on poor conditions that President Johnson once envisioned, there clearly are some issues that need immediate attention. The nation's welfare program officially expired at the end of September. Congress should have rewritten it before then. Instead, our legislators have adopted the piecemeal approach of refunding the current program 3 months at a time. That makes it very difficult for the state officials who administer welfare to plan. Half the state legislatures either budget in two-year cycles or meet every other year. Organizations of state officials say anything less than a three-year extension would threaten whatever success the welfare program might generate. And states need federal welfare funds now more than ever. They have a collective $58 billion budget gap. Many states are already cutting Medicaid benefits, which are separate from the federal welfare program. At the same time, the number of poor people is increasing. Last year, there were 1.3 million more poor people than the year before, according to the Census Bureau. And the Children's Defense Fund says the U.S. has a higher percentage of poor children than any other developed nation. Recent workforce figures indicate that even more people might be headed for the welfare rolls. The number of long-term unemployed is up, and the jobless are staying out of work significantly longer this year than last. There are a number of crucial improvements needed in the way the nation treats the poor. Some current welfare programs use benefits to encourage marriage. That sounds good, but it can also hinder domestic abuse victims from leaving violent situations. A Senate bill introduced by Patty Murray, a former welfare recipient, and the late Paul Wellstone would correct that. Among other things, it would prohibit discrimination in federal welfare programs based on marital status. When Congress finally gets around to rewriting family assistance programs, it should increase funding and enhance training and educational opportunities. Effective, well-funded public benefits are an investment in America's future. When we shortchange them or impose unnecessary requirements on recipients, we create a clear and present danger of our own making right here at home.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a journalist based in Washington.